Hey, hi, good morning. It's Andy and Mel, and, well, we think the apocalypse is here. I'm not sure. We're down in our bunker right now.
Yeah, it's really cramped in here.
And a little bit stinky.
Yeah. I wish you wouldn't have ate beans last night.
Well, it was canned goods. What was I supposed to do?
I don't know. Soup?
Well, you're the one who bought the beans. You didn't have to buy the spicy ones.
True.
The world is coming to an end. The end is near. The world will end by a massive earthquake followed by a fire.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
The eastern world, it is exploding.
Hey, hi, good morning. We're still here.
Guess what?
The world didn't end.
Well, no way.
I know.
So surprised.
I'm shocked.
Oh, goodness.
Another apocalypse song. The end, Eve of Destruction.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's as good as It's the End of the World as We Know It. That's my favorite of all the apocalypse songs.
Well, I got some bad news for you, Mel.
Uh-oh.
I have bad news for you.
Why? I think it's good news. It's not the apocalypse.
No. Yeah, no, I mean, relatively.
Oh.
Bad news, because you said that that was your favorite apocalypse song.
Yeah.
Well, I believe it was USA Today did a countdown of the top end of the world songs.
Oh, good. And my song's not number one?
The number five end of the world song is... Hell's Bells, the number five.
Okay.
Song. Number four song.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Number four.
It's number four.
End of the world as we know it.
And I gotta say, I would have put it number two before I thought of the other two songs that they put in the list.
Okay.
Number three.
Come on, baby, don't
feel
free,
eh? No.
That's a way better song.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's Blue Oyster better. Cult versus R.E.M. I'm taking the
no.
Blue Oyster Cult every
I
time.
I like the R.E.M. one. It's just, it's peppier.
Number three was actually one that was called in by a listener yesterday as well.
I never thought of this one as an apocalypse song.
It's too happy sounding.
I know, right?
But listen to the lyrics. And number one, I 1,000% agree with.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
The end.
Okay.
You gotta give that one number one.
It just sounds so creepy.
That's why it's perfect.
No. That's why I like the R.E.M. song.
If we're going to have a song for the end of the world, at least make it sound like the end
Where's
of the world.
Where's Linkin Park?
Well, it's not really only the title.
I don't care. I like those songs better.
Okay, well. Tough. That's what
Their
they had.
Their list sucks.
This was from ultimateclassicrock.com, actually.
Well, that explains...
The Beatles' version of The End was number 10. U2's Until the End of the World was 9. The Police at number 8, When the World is Running Down, You Make the Best of What's Still Around. After Forever at 7 from Black Sabbath. Run Like Hell by Pink Floyd. That's a good one, too. That one kind of that one's up-tempo, but it would scare you.
I don't want one that scares me.
Run, 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 run. Run,
that's creepy.
Run,
stop.
Run.
Stop.
Yeah.
Whoa. I don't like that at all.
That was a good song. I like that one.
No.
Okay. So, yeah, the world did not come to an end, but there are 33 schools in Michigan that are closed today because of the Mayan apocalypse.
It's not. It's because of Christmas vacation.
No, the Lapeer Community School District sent all of its kids home early for Christmas break because the superintendent was worried that the Mayan apocalypse might make someone, quote, want to go out with a bang. And in the wake of the Connecticut shootings, he wasn't taking any chances.
Oh.
So, yeah, they just started Christmas break a day early.
Yeah, because the girls only have half a day today.
I think that's kind of... Oh, good morning, front door.
Good morning.
I hope you die in hellfire.
Stop it.
I am allowed to not like the front door.
Well, if you put the do not disturb button on, it will not beep at you.
Well, if they would just call Ben's cell phone instead of ringing the doorbell.
I know, you would think they have his number.
I know. When we go to the break, let go down and ring the bell.
I don't want to. It's cold out there.
You okay, fine. I'll go do it.
You do it. I'll sit in here and laugh.
Who keeps doing that?
They probably have their do not disturbs on in the other studios.
Shut up. You're not helping. You know, when companies cave into the will of a mob, what? It really sets a dangerous precedent.
What?
Yesterday, Instagram did exactly that and went back to its old terms of service. They've been facing a mutiny this week after they unveiled the new terms of service that basically said they could sell your photos without paying you.
Yeah, everybody's ready to quit Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if they're getting a cut. I don't think it was so much the privacy thing. Well, it might have been because who knows what photo of yours they would have taken.
Right.
You know, I mean, I sure as hell wouldn't want any photos of my kids.
Exactly.
The old terms of service has it doesn't have any language saying that they'll use your photos in ads or for commercial purposes. They say they're going to stick with that until they come up with a more specific plan to make money. That's the thing. They come up with these apps, they get super popular, and it's like, crap, how do we make money with it?
Let's put the ads in there. Like all the rest of them.
Yeah, but I don't, there's better ways of making money than that. I mean, those don't make that much. I mean, they can, but they don't.
What they could simply do, honestly, is what the Instagram is, have a little button on there when you're uploading that says that this one is available for you to use.
Here's a crazy idea. Charge a buck or two for the app.
You could. I would pay $1.99 for Instagram.
Yeah. I mean,
why? I love Instagram. I would pay $1.99.
I don't expect... That's one thing that's different between Android and iTunes is that, like, or iPhone, when you, from what I understand, most of the apps you have to pay at least 99 cents for.
On the iPhone?
I mean, not all, you don't have to pay for all of them, but you, a lot more of them you have to pay for than you do on Android. There's so many free ones out
there. Yeah, I would be okay with that, with Android, or with the Instagram. I would pay for it.
Would you pay for Facebook?
Yes.
Why? You don't have to pay for it on a website.
Oh, you mean on my phone?
Yeah.
Oh. Depends. Like, if it's just a one time, I would.
You would?
Yeah, if it was one time. If it was $1.99.
I'd use the browser. I don't need it that bad.
It's harder to read it, though, on your
cell. It's exactly the same.
Really?
It's almost exactly the same.
Huh.
In the browser. You're just at the whim of how good the browser in your phone is, that's all.
That's true.
News up next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. What was that? That was the Dropkick Murphys and The Season's Upon Us.
Love it.
Isn't that the best new Christmas song this year?
100%.
I was going through all the new Christmas music and I saw that. If you've not heard the Dropkick Murphys before... They're one of the coolest bands ever.
They really are.
There are these drunken Irish guys from Boston. They're just awesome. They have, you know, whatever it is, bagpipes or whatever.
I love them.
And yeah, they're awesome. it's my favorite Christmas song right now. We're going to top out today at 22, not 30. Okay. You know, that last segment, that's the first time with the news there. It's the first time I've ever gotten a drink in the news. And the first time I've ever gotten two drinks in any one portion of the show.
That sucked.
Yeah, it was really bad. Internet quote of the day, Mel.
I have two different ones. You can pick which one you like better after I read them, okay? My day starts backwards. I wake up tired and go to bed wide awake.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
I like that one.
Okay, I'll leave that one then.
Well, now what was the other one?
The best thing about you and me, is me.
Yeah, you should have stuck with the first one.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is December 21st. It's the end of the world.
No, it's not.
I know. And it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not because Jackson Rathbone is 28 today.
Who is that?
He's in Twilight. He plays Jasper Hale.
Oh, he plays Jasper.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to look it up. Actually, it was just in the list already.
I know who that is.
Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland is 46 today. If you want to see a YouTube video of him tackling a Christmas tree, there's one out there.
Andy, really?
Yep. Andy Dick is 47 today. Ray Romano from Everybody Loves Raymond, 55. Jane Kaczmarek is 57, Malcolm's mom on Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, okay.
Chris Everett, tennis player, is 58. Jane Fonda, 75 today. And Phil Donahue, 77.
I thought he was 77 like 7 years ago.
I don't know. On this day in 1620, pilgrims aboard the Mayflower went ashore for the first time at present-day Plymouth, Massachusetts. They would soon begin exploiting and annihilating the Native Americans. 1913, the first crossword puzzle was published in the Sunday supplement of the New York World with 32 clues. It's weird. Crossword puzzles haven't... It's almost 100 years they've been around. 99 years.
That's a long time.
Fox, on this day in 1933, signed 5-year-old Shirley Temple. A studio had her birth certificate altered to make it appear that she was younger. Let's see here. On this day in 1960, Disney released The Swiss Family Robinson. 1970, Elvis Presley drove himself to the White House to volunteer his services to President Nixon on fighting the nation's drug problems. Hello, pot. Hey, Kettle, how are you doing?
I thought you meant pot as in pot.
No.
Drugs.
You're black. Yeah, I know. Speaking of drugs, 1974, the Doobie Brothers released Blackwater. On this day, 1985, Bugs Bunny got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Nice.
And, oh, I forgot one other birthday, because it was going to be the greatest until I saw the other thing.
Oh.
Samuel L. Jackson is 64 today.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane! Everybody strap in! About to open some windows.
Yeah.
But today is the greatest day I've ever known. Because 45 years ago today, in 1967, one of the best movies ever was released. In fact, it was probably the first movie about cougars. The Graduate.
I think it was the first cougar movie.
Starring Dustin Hoffman. Yeah, that was a great movie. Have you ever seen it?
I've seen bits and pieces. I don't think I actually sat down and watched the whole
thing. You've got to watch the whole thing. Anyway, The Graduate came out this day in 1967. That's why today is... Dirt.
It turns out Kesha likes her song Die Young. I have that story coming up in the dirt.
628, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Good morning. It is not the end of the world. 642 up to 22 today. Yay, we lived. Joe's on the phone. How are you, Joe?
You know, it wasn't a pre-recorded show this morning.
No, not pre-recorded. We're here.
I'm here.
What, you're not concerned about me, Joe? Thanks.
Well, you know, I can't, you know, if Mel was the only lady left in the world, or, you know, if you guys were the last two, I couldn't make out with you.
Okay. I'm all right with that.
He's got a good point.
You do have a point, Joe.
You know,
I'm no longer offended.
If Mel was the last lady... and we were the last two guys, we'd have to share.
No.
She's all yours. She's all yours,
okay,
Joe.
Okay.
No sharing.
Thank you.
You can have her. I don't want her.
Well, that's what I was hoping you'd say. You know, I thought you'd be so generous and, you know.
That's not generosity. That's just maintaining sanity.
All right. Well, you guys have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Joe.
Bye.
I'm kind of offended a little bit.
No, you're not. You were laughing so hard you could barely talk.
A little offended.
Not really, no.
A little.
Plus, after the bit we did yesterday, you cannot say you're offended.
Okay, that's true.
Hell, it was your idea.
It was my idea.
It was your idea.
Well, because that was funny. That's why it was funny.
We did a bunch of these yesterday after the show. Like, what would our show sound like if the end of the world came?
Mm-hmm.
So here is another edition of Andy and Mel in the Apocalypse.
In the Apocalypse.
It's Andy and Mel, the Apocalypse in the Morning, day 47.
Can't believe it's been that
since
long.
The end of the world. Today is February 6, 2013. And there's something that's kind of been, that came to mind here last night to
okay.
me, is that at some point, we're going to have to repopulate the Earth.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm really hoping we find some other people.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, do I cave in and let Mel sleep with me?
Let me? Let me? Not if you were the last man on Earth.
Yeah, but I might be.
Crap.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:52. You can go to our website, hot1047.com, and vote in our poll that we have for today. Well, actually, Mel started it yesterday.
Yeah.
And we're going to exchange, well, we're sort of going to exchange gifts today.
Yours isn't here yet.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I made it.
Uh-huh. How did you make it and then it's not here? I don't get it.
You'll know when you open up the envelope.
Can I wear it?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you just wait? It's only like an hour.
Okay. We'll do the exchange in an hour.
I printed a picture of it since it's not here yet. I was just looking to see if I could find the shipping information, but I don't think it's been shipped yet. They have to make it.
They have to make it.
Uh-huh.
Is it a bobblehead of you?
No, but that's a great idea. Uh-huh. Gosh, I wish I would have thought of that because you can make custom ones.
Yeah, but they don't look like the person.
I think they kind of
do. It's basically you go find one that looks the most like the person you're trying to make it for. Anyway, so the poll is, who's going to give the... What is the question exactly?
Who will give the better gift, Andy or Mel? So okay. Far, I'm winning.
Yeah, 66% to 33%.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I think you're going to be awfully surprised at how good a job I did.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. We'll see.
I think you'll be impressed.
I'll be impressed?
I think you'll be impressed.
Okay.
I really do.
I'm looking forward to opening it.
Speaking of impressed, this was impressive to me. There's a 12-year-old boy in England who is paralyzed from the neck down. He just released a song that he co-wrote by blinking his eyes.
Whoa.
His name is Adam, I'm going to screw up the last name bad, Bojelian, B-O-J-E-L-I-A-N. He cannot move. He cannot talk. He communicates by blinking his answers to yes or no questions. He wrote a poem with his mom's help, and then a guy set it to music and recorded it.
Wow.
And you can actually buy it on iTunes right now. The song is called Christmas Gibbons.
Hmm.
And I've got a clip of it here. Where did I put it? I had the clip. Son of a...
Drink. We are doing really badly on the drinking game this morning. If you are playing... This morning, you are already wasted.
Yeah. Okay, I got it here.
Okay.
Christmas.
Gibbons are fun at Christmas. They don't mind the snow. Gibbons are fun at Christmas, but there's something about them that you don't know. They're Santa's secret posties, bringing gifts wrapped in paper and ribbons. You thought the reindeer did this job. Now you know, and now you know. It's the Gibbons.
It's the Gibbons.
It's cute.
It is super cute. It's so neat. There was something we skipped over here because Joe called and distracted me.
Oh,
if
no.
You've got an iPhone, have you downloaded the free Google Maps yet for your iPhone? Well, you really should. Apple has nailed a lot of things in the last decade. Navigation is not one of them.
Mm-mm.
A company called Crowdflower just ran a study comparing Apple Maps to Google Maps to see which is more likely to get you lost. They entered 1,000 random businesses in the U.S. and 100 overseas to see which mapping app would do a better job. And they found that Apple Maps are 300% more likely to get you lost than Google Maps.
Holy moly, 300%?
Apple Maps got the location wrong 3.4% of the time. Google Maps were wrong 1.1% of the time.
I've never had a problem with Google Maps.
It
gets me where I need to go every single time.
There have been, I mean, even my, my old TomTom used to want me to drive through people's backyards. Because on the east side of town, 49th Street does not go all the way through, like starting from Cliff Avenue, and you go by, Southeastern, and you keep going. Eventually, you dead end.
Yeah.
Well, my TomTom thought you could just keep going.
Oh.
And you would go through someone's backyard.
That wouldn't work.
No, not so well.
Not a good idea.
Not good at all. We've got the Quality Lenders Mash for Cash coming up. That's the right dollar amount, isn't it? $135 for today?
I wrote $12.21.
Okay. Oh, sure. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm. That's what it means. I do that every day.
Yeah. I didn't look at it. We got that coming up at 7:20 this morning. Plus more of what our show would sound like in the apocalypse next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.